The question that comes up is, are there manual business processes that should remain manual, or should technology take 100% control of business processes? There's two key examples that I want to bring up. The first is the extreme of manual processes that absolutely should be made 100% automated. Think of the example where many people in your organization are working from Excel spreadsheets. They're gathering data, they're doing their analysis. Whatever information they're getting over the phone or over emails, they're putting in to be able to do their work. If you have one or two people doing this, that's one thing. But if there's dozens of people or hundreds of people all working in these little silos, having their data repository in Excel, there's no way to share that information. There's no way to make that visible across reports, across whoever it may be who needs to be able to see that. And so think of the value there would be if there was a way to capture that information and bring it to a central repository and make it available to anyone who might want to be able to see it, whether it's customer notes or whether it's contact information, some way to allow people to enter that into a common area, whether it's Excel or whether it's a web page, save it to a central location, and then provide the metrics and the reporting and the information that comes from that. So that's an example of a manual process, very common, that should be really looked at to say, how can we automate this? How can we take this information and collect it through technology? Now, the other example is when you've got a business process that's not fully defined, but you want to make it fully automated by technology. Lots of tech that's out there today has workflow capabilities. Doesn't matter what platform it is, but everything seems to have some sort of workflow process. Create custom workflows, you can use out-of-the-box workflows. And oftentimes the idea of this is that somehow we can better our business processes if we can just look at technology and help have technology define how we need to do our business. The problem there is that you're trying to look to technology to solve something that is a purely manual or human process. So many of our business processes are undefined or chaotic. We see that there's inefficiencies out there, and we hope that somehow by implementing them in technology, we can get that workflow to solve this problem. But you've got to first look at it and say, how do we create a true human workflow out of what we're doing? How do we automate our business process, not through technology, but by doing things right? And once you've completely solidified that process, and that process is something that can be defined no matter whether person A or person B is doing it, then you can say, how do we take technology and further automate this to improve efficiencies? But if you can't identify what your business process is 100% without technology, then there's no way you can be successful trying to implement that through technology. So those are the two ideas. In some cases, hands down, it makes sense to automate through technology. And in other cases, it really does not make sense to make that leap until you've been able to fully work through the human side of the issues.